Loving God, I pray the meditations this morning on our being the very body of Christ may be of you, by you, for you. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated, folks, for a moment. My friends, I think it suffices to say that our culture has changed dramatically in the last 25 years or so. Not rocket science to see that the world has changed during the past 25 years. Dan Reimold, in an article entitled Ministry Today, talks about the fact that there are five changes culturally in our world and how our church needs to relate and become a part of that change as well moving forward. He speaks about the fact that, first of all, options. We have a number of options that maybe we didn't have in the past. Maureen sends me out for rice at the grocery store, and I look there and span the display chart, and I can barely find one that might work for us. It's Uncle Ben's and this one. The list goes on and on and on. We have options like we didn't have a long, long time ago. Options that are important, options that are part of anytime you want to buy a new TV or you look purchasing a car, there are options, a cultural change for us. So therefore, people in our church want options. They want different service times. Folks want to know when faith study groups meet at all different kinds of the week. Because of the options of part of culture, we too embrace options in the church as well. We also recognize, friends, that the digital world is upon us. Whether we like it or not, the digital world is upon us. Churches can go be weeks or months or years behind where the culture is when it comes to our technology today. And if we are to keep up, we've got to continue to offer good communication, we have to be in touch with the digital world as well. The digital world has changed our world in a dramatic, dramatic way. We also recognize that tradition is out. Tradition is out. Church on Sunday morning is becoming less and less important for folks in the community. We are mindful of the fact that folks will either on leisure, on vacation, kids' sports, whatever the thing might be, that will trump church attendance on a regular basis. It is reality. Doesn't mean that we're failing or falling short. It just means it's a part of the world we live in today. It's a part of the world we live in. So therefore, embracing that tradition and embracing change is an important part of what we do in church. Green is good. Yes, it's true that we recycle, and it's true that we offer that kind of opportunity in church. But the community, the unchurched, want to know, what do we do in the world? How do we make the world a better place? How are we relevant in the world? Do people come to know the Lord Jesus in different and unique ways because of what it is that we offer? Green is good, but we have to be more and more mindful of all that is available for us in the world. And finally, faith inspires. It's a confusing, confusing world. Years and years ago, you could just kind of stand up and preaching carried the day back in the 80s. Huge worship services carried the day in the 90s. But now it's about the fact that because it's such a confusing and a change-filled world, folks want to connect with a person of faith. So they want to connect with you and me when it comes to their own lifestyle. Because faith inspires. Once faith is found where love is concerned, then that breeds hope. And in that denomination, that's very, very important. All part of cultural changes over the last 25 years that the church needs to relate to, the church continually needs to reflect upon. And what have these changes brought about for us? Changes have brought about declining attendance. 27% of the community here in New England have a denomination that they call their own. And that's declining on a regular basis. 27%. That means 73% of the community staying home this morning. We're preaching to the choir this morning. You are here, and we thank you that you are here. But 27% have found a denomination that they call their own. Folks believe they don't need God anymore, and because I don't need God, I don't go to church. Why go to church if I don't need God? I hear very, very often, I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious. I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious. Do we know what that means? It means I can find God on the mountaintop, or on the side of the river, or at the ocean, I can find God. Absolutely, I'm right there with you. But we can't find one another. We can't find fellowship and community and faith with one another on that same mountaintop. We need church and that kind of attendance to be able to adhere to the importance of finding church spiritually, but also in our own religion. So we're mindful of the fact that with all this going on in our world, the fact that these cultural changes have taken place, We are invited to be a people who then look for what are the reasons why we go to church. Charisma Magazine, and I share 10 top reasons why folks go to church. I wrote them down because of failing memory, so I wouldn't forget this morning. If we follow Christ, we're part of the body of Christ. That means we're connected to one another. You are connected to the folks seated beside you. God wants to show others who He is through you. The only way God's Word becomes alive in the world is through each of us. That's how it happens. You've been given a spiritual gift. Your gift is something that others need. Your faith, your inspiration, your administrative abilities, maybe your financial abilities, your compassion you share with one another in church. We need to eat, learn, and pray with other believers. It's about the fellowship. We need to eat, learn, and pray with others. We need to share with others, so therefore we need to hang out long enough. We can't just flit in and flit out, but we need to come and embrace the community around us and hang out long enough. We need to share that. Life is seriously hard. Life is seriously hard. We need encouragement, and others need our encouragement as well. We need to laugh and cry with others through all the ups and downs of life. Church is a place with vulnerability that we can come and share our ups and downs, and others can embrace and walk with us through those ups and downs. God is going to comfort you here at church, often through words and actions of others. You will find the very comfort of the Holy Spirit here in this place. If God is our Father, that makes us a church family. God's our Father, we are part of that church family. And when we gather with other believers and love them, God's love is made complete. God's love is a part of what we do here. So therefore, because God is involved, God's love is made complete in our own interaction. So we ask ourselves, why St. Anne's then? We have options. Why St. Anne's? And on this particular celebration weekend, we celebrate our community life. We celebrate the fact that we are the body of Christ. I think about folks who have been in this community who have now passed away and how they have affected my life, the lives of my children. Remember Norman Jonathan? Elderly statesman sat right over there. Tall, gentle, wonderful guy. My life is different because I interacted with him. That's because of the fellowship of the church. I think of our friend Kelly Hutchison with a memorial in the playground out front. I'm a better person. My children are better people because of their interaction with Miss Kelly. Remember Jim and Sandy Brooker, who come to the 8 o'clock regularly. Both passed within the last few years. Wonderful people. We used to sit, talk about faith, talk about tradition. Talk about orthodoxy in the church. It was wonderful, challenging conversations. Who remembers Gail Davidson here at St. Anne's? A wonderful, what a character she was, huh? My life is better because I met Gail Davidson and Bob Chabora. I'm a different person because I interacted with Bob Chabora, because I knew Bob. My children knew Bob Chabora. It's that connection, the family life, that ongoing fellowship that makes me a better person, makes my children better because of their interaction with these people. That's why St. Anne's, the fellowship, the community, because we are the body of Christ. Why else St. Anne's? Our radical hospitality and our family. Last week, a gentleman's leaving church. He'd been here from the spring all the way through the summer. And on the way out, he says, we're now leaving to go away for the wintertime. But when I first arrived, people welcomed me. You wrote me a note and welcomed me, sent me that beautiful note. Someone came to my doorstep and brought me off a homemade piece of nice piece of bread, homemade loaf of bread, and I've been coming ever since. The radical hospitality that is family life here at St. Anne's. Friends, we also have a soft place to land. We can come to St. Anne's with our ups and downs, our vulnerability. We're either crying about a new cancer diagnosis or we're laughing about the Red Sox having blown another game. All within the same service. So true. That vulnerability, that is what church life, family life is about. That is why St. Anne's. So friends, this weekend we celebrate this community celebration. We celebrate Welcome Back Sunday. Yesterday we had 100 folks out here roaming our grounds, our campus. A beautiful, beautiful event. Little kids we never met before. Bouncy house, volleyball, playing in the community, listening to music. A wonderful opportunity. Why did we do that? So that folks can come to the campus and through osmosis, through you, experience the very love of God and the people of God here in this community. And why do we celebrate a Welcome Back Sunday? We celebrate you, our fellowship, our community, the body of Christ. Friends, the Jesus that lives in me and the Jesus that lives in you want to get to know each other. The Jesus that lives in me, I want to introduce to you, and I want to hear about the Jesus that lives in you. In that way, we all become fellowship together. Friends, in that way, we are St. Anne's. We are the body of Christ, and it is in that fellowship that we gather. Welcome back for a new academic year. The Jesus that lives in me wants to get to know the Jesus that lives in you.